Do you believe that these camps have been and are being built right now?
On the website, let me click the concentration camp headline. Let me go to the L.A. Times, because I don't want to just sit here and say this and then, you know, have people go, oh, well, that's just his opinion. I have the L.A. Times article right here that says, Camps for Citizens, Ashcroft's Hellish Vision. Attorney General John Ashcroft's announced desire for camps for U.S. citizens he deems to be enemy combatants has moved him from merely being a political embarrassment to being a constitutional menace. Village Voice, Newsmax. Here's Newsmax reporting last year on 3 1-million-man camps. They got the purchase orders for these. In my film, The Takeover, I have clips of Senate hearings where they talk about these. They're passing the same laws in England. Yes, sir. And it's all there in the police state section. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these articles, you know, just right there in your face in front of everyone. And I just clicked.
Now, is this happening, Alex?
Archive, where we have General Tommy Franks and the December Cigar Aficionado, the outgoing head of CENTCOM. He said that after the next terror attack, we're going to, quote, set aside the Constitution in favor of a military form of government. General Eberhardt, the current head of NORTHCOM, our new military command, told the L.A. Times about 2 months ago that, yes, the Pentagon's watching you. Yes, we're going to have troops on the streets. Yes, we're getting rid of Posse Comitatus, but that's a good thing. And that article posted there in the InfoWars Martial Law Archive. It's a subsection of the police state section. So they're all right there. I mean, these are not my words.
Okay, when you see things, though, Alex, like what happened yesterday, this horrible train bombing in Madrid, Spain, 190-plus people dead, 1,400 people injured, and then you have a news release come out that says Al-Qaeda's responsible, you sit back and in your patriotism, number one, wants to agree with what you just heard. You don't want to assume that there's a group out there doing these things for sinister reasons. It's very difficult. And I'm sure even you, when you report this, have to bite your tongue sometimes to say, is this really happening?
Absolutely. My heart goes out to the 190 people that died and to the thousands of family members. But governments, in the name of keeping people safe, in the name of security, have killed 200 million people in the 20th century. Hitler blew up his own Reichstag to get control. And George, on the website, I have a link to Library of Congress, the Northwoods Plan. I know you've seen this.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the ABC News article, Baltimore Sun article, Official U.S. Government Terror Plan, headline, U.S. Government Plan to Terrorize U.S. Cities for Pretext for War. And Kennedy said no to the plan and was assassinated just a few months later. It's happening. But here's the Portland, Oregon Reuters. It says an Oregon anti-terror bill would jail street-blocking protesters for at least 25 years in a thinly veiled effort to discourage anti-war demonstrators, critics say. Now, again, we have a link to the bill as well. It says 25 years if you agree to working in the forest labor camp, life if you don't. It says the bill has met strong opposition, but lawmakers are still expected to debate the definition of terrorism. And in there, it lists over 80 things that are an act of terrorism. It says downloading music illegally will get you life in the forest labor camp.
Oh, come on. Really?
Now, George, you said for a couple of years you've been watching me, looking at the site.
Yes.
All I'm doing is reading mainstream news articles.
I know that.
But what I do is I go out and I grab all these to create this complete picture. And you know, these little insane articles that nobody ever hears about.
These little pieces of a puzzle that you have been collecting all these years are beginning to give you the shape of what this puzzle looks like. What does it look like to you?
Abject, total slavery. Just total and complete enslavement. Neighborhood watch being taken over by FEMA, your cable guy, your phone guy spying on you. We think, oh, terrorism, that means people that bomb trains. Well, no, terrorism is pot. Terrorism is topless bars. Terrorism is county commissioners taking bribes. The Justice Department said that Patriot Act 2 didn't exist months after it had been introduced, and now sections of it were passed last year. So, I mean, it's the complete dishonesty. It's all lawyer wordsmithing. Oh, don't worry, this is only for terrorists, but we're all defined as terrorists. If you're suspected of a misdemeanor, you can have a bag thrown over your head, thrown in a van, and you're never seen again, like something out of Alexander Schultz and Nietzsche's Gulag Archipelago.
Are you surprised that nothing has happened to this country since 9/11?
Again, because we've been getting the word out of this larger overarching force that is using the terror to bring in the New World Order, because we've been exposing it, I believe that's backed them off. Also, having, it's 400 cities now, it's over 400, it's not 250 or 300, three states, 400 plus cities and towns have thrown the Patriot Act out. A lot of people have gone public against it. A lot of people are seeing what's happening.
Well, the story I just read, which you have on your website, by the way, about this matrix, this anti-crime database, now states that had joined it are beginning to jump off.
Well, there you go again. See, a great point. Look, why did they call it the matrix? I mean, look, if I read the Boston Globe article that I'm looking at right now, where DARPA says they're not just going to have brain scanners, which are already in five airports, that scan your brain to see if you're a terrorist. No, now DARPA says they want to put mind control towers up to make sure we're good if there's a crisis. Microwave guns on top of these new mass-produced black SWAT vehicles they're going to be rolling out. Sound wave guns. Those aren't for Iraq, folks. I saw Marines training 6-7 years ago to use that on you and your family and admitting it's for here domestically. So this is the bigger picture.
Do you think a Marine would use it on an American?
Here's the problem. They give them the surveys, and then 76% say no on average. They get rotated overseas, get given the deadly vaccine, and get taken out basically with a soft kill weapon, a slow kill weapon. Meanwhile, the 20-something percent that say yes go into plain clothes and are all over the place right now.